You're listening to SBS News.
It's Mother's Day, and while they may not admit it, research shows that mums do have favourite children, usually not intentionally. Mothers also identify the children they have the most conflict with and with whom they are the most disappointed. However, it turns out that adult children are very bad at determining who the favourite child is, and they're correct less than half the time. In this episode of Weekend One-on-One, we hear from Professor Jill Suter, who's been carrying out the research. She's Professor of Sociology and an affiliate of the Centre on Ageing in the Life Course at Purdue University in Indiana in the United States.
Research across the last 40 years has shown that when we're looking at childhood and adolescence, definitely mothers do favor some children over others, not intentionally. And when we look at adulthood, in our study, which has been across a period of more than 20 years, looking at the same 560 families, we find that mothers do tend to favor particular children over others, and that these patterns are very stable across this period. They're also willing to identify the children with whom they have the most conflict and the child in whom they are the most disappointed.
Do the children realize that they are, or they're not, mother's favorite?
Adult children are very certain that they are right about who is favored and disfavored in the family. But in fact, when we look at what mothers report, we find that adult children are right less than half the time. And this is across emotional closeness, disappointment, even conflict. They are remarkably poor reporters of what their mothers are really thinking. When we look at other research on childhood and adolescence, we find that perceptions of parental favoritism result in children having more hostility with their siblings and having more behavioral problems. Now, in our study, when we're looking at adulthood, what we see is when children perceive that they are favored or disfavored, they are more likely to have high levels of conflict and lower levels of closeness with their siblings. And in addition, they are likely to have higher depressive symptoms when they perceive they're favored or disfavored.
Well, what about the mothers themselves?
We might think that favoring and disfavoring particular children would have no effect on the mothers. But interestingly, we find that mothers also have very strong sense of who they would like to have care for them if they experience disabilities or serious illnesses. And if mothers are not cared for by the children whom they, several years before, had said they would prefer as their caregivers, those mothers have higher depressive symptoms. So we do see effects on mothers as well as on the adult children.